Each week at this time, this station presents Legislative Report with your State Representative Will Tallman of the 193rd Legislative District in Adams and York Counties. Representative Tallman, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, there's a lot of action and a lot of inaction on the budget this month in Harrisburg. We do have something in place, but it seems to be an incomplete plan, and I guess we're waiting for the other foot to fall here. What are some of your feelings about this?
Well, number one, I find it very frustrating that we do not have a budget in place at this point in time. I believe we could have had a budget in May and again in June, but certain members of leadership in the House refused to bring a bill to us to allow us to vote. And what I find really interesting is, and today is August the 12th, that the conference committee has not met for over a week, and they're supposed to be coming to some kind of a budget deal. And so I find it very frustrating that we cannot move this process forward.
And the also frustrating thing is that the governor did have more or less a complete budget in front of him, and he has chosen to use his line item veto.
Yes. All these organizations, we have all kinds of community action programs in the counties and other programs that support needy folks, would have been funded, would have received money under the budget that was sent to the governor. And so I find it frustrating also that there was a mechanism there to pay those people, but the governor in a press conference said that he wants those groups, he's using the neediest folks of the state to put pressure on the General Assembly. And I find that rather unique that he would be willing to do that.
Also, of course, our schools aren't getting any money, and I understand you have some concerns with that as well.
Well, I just was in a meeting of the State Board of Education, and they're discussing the Keystone exams. And part of my frustration with the Keystone exams is these tests are going to cost $201 million. The governor has been proposing going all over the state, spending state money, you know, about education funding. If we would take that $201 million, divide that amongst the 500 school districts, each school district would get an additional $402,000. That is a way for the governor to move the education funding process forward. Kill the Keystone exam concept, take that money, throw it into the basic ed, special ed funding formulas, and I believe the school district would be happy with that. They're not happy with the Keystone exams.
And what are your thoughts about how this is going to play out? What are your hopes?
Well, I'm hoping that the state board will either A, table the idea. I mean, there is some merit there, or B, just vote it down.
And of course, we're still waiting for some kind of agreement on the budget. What are your thoughts about coming to some kind of final agreement? What are some of your hopes to see this wrap up here?
Well, it's interesting when I had a teletown hall meeting a couple weeks ago, and over 76% of the people that answered my poll question were against any form of tax increases. So what we need to do with the budget is to reduce state spending and not raise any of the taxes. That way we have economic stimulus. We have the money in the people's pockets versus Harrisburg pockets.
Representative Tallman, thanks for this report, and tune in again next week at this time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Will Tallman.